Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 99.
House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant arms will close the doors. Members and guests ask to please silence all electronic devices. This evening's prayer will be offered by Representative Clampett. I ask our members and our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative Clampett.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Let us pray. Lord, help me live today, day to day, in such a self-forgetful way that even when I kneel to pray, my prayer shall be for others. Help me in all the work I do to ever be sincere and true, must meet the needs to be done for others. And when my work on earth is done and my new work in heaven has begun, may I forget the crown I've won while thinking still of others. Others, Lord, yes, others. Let this be my motto. Help me to live for others, that I may live like thee. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for July 22nd has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Hall moves the journal for July 22nd be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Ratification of bills and resolutions. Clerk will read.
The roll of clerk reports the following bills to be ratified for presentation to the governor. House Bill 132, an act to make provisions for juvenile code pursuant to recommendations by the Court Improvement Program. And the following bills due to ratify, properly enroll, and prepare for presentation to the offices of the Secretary of State. Senate Bill 122, an act to remove certain prescribed property from the corporate limits of the town of Spruce Pine and from the town of Weaverville. House Bill 23, an act to allow towns of Banner Elk and Spencer to regulate utility vehicles.
Chapter bills will be noted. Messages from the Senate. The clerk will read.
House Bill 19, Senate Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to the Entitlement Act to remove the capital satellite annexation for various municipalities for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Chair rules the Senate Committee material that would constitute, therefore, the first reading, so this bill will be placed on the counter pursuant to Rule 36B. It'll be counted for sometime next week. Court may continue.
House Bill 50, First Edition, a bill to the Entitlement Act for certain described property to the corporate limits of the town of Calypso for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute Number 1.
Counter, and members, this is a local bill. Without objection, this evening's counter. So ordered. Court may continue.
House Bill 312, Senate Committee Substitute, Third Edition, a bill to the Entitlement Act to require a candidate for appointee for the office of sheriff to disclose the felony conviction, including expunged convictions, for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Counter to Rule 36B, but it will not be added to this evening's calendar. Members, before we take up our light calendar, the chair is happy to do a couple of courtesies to the gallery. First, on motion of Representative Miller of Brunswick County, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies to the gallery to Representative Miller's niece, Brianna Hempfield, who is also joined by her husband, Caleb Hempfield, who are here with us this evening. Please join me in welcome. Would y'all please stand? Thanks for being with us today. Also, on motion of the lady from Cumberland, Representative Wheatley, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Mike Chandler, who is the president of Dogwood Capital Management, and Gloria Jordan, recently retired from the staff of the Fayetteville Community College. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome you as well? Thanks for being with us. Calendar, House Bill 791, clerk will read.
Representatives Wheatley, Zoka, Martin, and Adcock, House Bill 791, a bill to entitle an act to establish an interstate compact to the practice of professional counseling and to appropriate funds to assist administrative costs. General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Who's handling this bill?
I am, Mr. Speaker.
Lady from Cumberland, Representative Wheatley, recognize to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm sure we all aware there is a critical shortage of professional mental health services. The purpose of this bill is to enter into an agreement or compact with other states to allow qualified, licensed clinical mental health counselors to practice in any member state without having to have multiple separate licenses. This will improve care for patients by allowing qualified licensed clinical mental health counselors to provide service to underserved and geographically isolated areas across state lines. It will also facilitate the use of telemedicine, enable patients to remain with their counselor if either of them moves across state lines, and allows licensed counselors moving in from another state to open their practice without having to go through an involved reciprocity process. North Carolina is already a member of 5 of these compacts, which are working to improve the quality of care to our citizens. This bill is supported by the Licensed Professional Counselors Association of North Carolina and the American Counseling Association and the Department of Defense. It will be of great value to our citizens needing mental health care, and I ask for your favorable vote.
Further discussion, further debate? Not a question for the House. Passage of House Bill 791 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, the vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk, clock machine, record the vote. 82, having voted in the affirmative, none of the negative. House Bill 791 passed second reading without objection. We'll be right there at time.
Joseph Nocline next.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 791 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Ayes have it. House Bill 791, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 50. Clerk will read.
Representative Dixon, House Bill 50. A bill to be entitled, an act to add certain described property to the corporate limits of the town of Calypso.
Clerk will also read the amendment.
Senator Jackson moves to amend the bill on page 1, lines 28 through 30 by replacing the year 2021 each time it appears as the year 2022. General Assembly, no climate acts.
Representative Dixon is recognized for a motion.
For a motion, Mr. Speaker, I move that we concur with the Senate.
Gentleman has moved that we concur with the Senate. Does gentleman desire wish to debate the bill?
There's one change because of the time that we're passing this. The Senate had to make it effective in 22 instead of 21. That's the only change.
Further discussion or debate? If not, question for the House. Is the motion concur with the Senate Amendment 1? Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House having concurred in Senate Amendment 1 to House Bill 50. Bill is ordered enrolled. Members, that completes the calendar for this evening and for the week. Where we are, just so members will know, we were considering taking up more bills today and possibly tomorrow, but the chair is convinced where we are with the schedule of the budget and with the schedule of other bills moving through both the House and the Senate that the most prudent course would be to look at taking up a lot of those other policy matters next week. The Senate's not actually taking up bills this week, so it seems best for us to have a two-way conversation. So as a result, we'll take up most of the other bills next week that we were going to take up today. What I can tell you is that from the policy standpoint is that a lot of the bills that will be taken up have already had some hearing in committee and are slated, and so believe that we'll be to a point
where we can start taking up legislation in a much more expeditious manner. The appropriations process is working underway. I know Representative Arp is one of the senior chairs who's here with us this evening, and I know they have a schedule put in place that they'll release tomorrow or later this week with more detail at the appropriate time. But they do have a schedule in place and can tell you that a lot of work has been done at the appropriations level. So I want to thank the members for their hard work on that. This week, a lot of staff time is going to be spent, I know, compiling that. Would encourage all members who have appropriations requests to make sure you're getting those to the appropriations chairs this week so that the technical side of drafting and so forth can work right now, because next week I think you'll see things move much more rapidly. But with that, we'll now go to notices and announcements. For what purpose, the gentleman from Scotland, Representative Pierce, rise.
Question, Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman's recognized.
What time next Monday, will it be Monday or Tuesday when you would we would be back to work, Monday or Tuesday, which day?
Looks like we'll probably have, and we'll send a notice out to let everyone know, looks like we'll probably have committees on Monday and Tuesday. We may have some votes on Tuesday. At this point, I don't believe we're going to have votes Monday. If we are, we'll send notice out by the end of the week to let you know, but I don't see a need in having a Monday session next week. Again, this week it was going to be a Monday, Tuesday, but looks like we got away with just Monday for now. For what purpose, lay from wait? Representative Ball, rise.
For a point of personal privilege.
The lady has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Almost exactly 24 years ago, about 7:25, my husband Dave and I were pronounced married. And today is our anniversary, and I get a wonderful chance from the General Assembly at about exactly the same time we were married to say happy anniversary to my husband Dave and to ask you all to wish us well in our next many, many, many years, we hope. Thank you.
Congratulations. And Representative Ball, there's still time for dinner, too. Any further notices or announcements? Seeing none, jump from Caldwell, Representative Hall, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, July 29th at 12 noon, subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Hall moves, seconded by Representative Stevens, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, July 29th at 12 noon, subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1, and again, from notice from the chair, for what will be a no-vote session. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
On motion of the chair, Senate Bill 257, short title, Medication Cost Transparency Act, the zero referral to the Committee on Finance is stricken. The bill remains in health with a zero referral to rules.